On Thursday, about 100 people gathered in Grand Marais Harbor Park. They came to show their opposition to sulfide mining in Minnesota, and specifically to mark the beginning of Frank Moe's dog sled adventure to the Capitol. Moe will be delivering a petition against sulfide mining to the legislature. Frank Moe.
We're going to come in on the shoulder of the Capitol on the east side, wrap our way around, and bring the dogs right up to the Capitol steps. It'll be there at about 11 o'clock on Thursday morning, March 8th.
Adam Haru helped organize the sled dog trek and Thursday's rally in Grand Marais. He says he finds motivation in Lake Superior.
And I think the biggest thing is just not sitting by and thinking that somebody else is going to be the champion of the cause for you. Being educated about the issues is the most important thing. And I mean, we truly believe that once people are aware and educated about what the potentials are of damage in our neighborhood, that people will have a voice with their elected officials and so forth.
Grand Portage Tribal Council Vice Chair John Morin spoke at Thursday's rally.
It is imperative that we stand up to protect the environment our tribe has relied on for centuries. We ask that the state and the federal agencies requires mining companies follow existing applicable laws designed to protect the environment. We support the efforts of Frank Moe to protect our waters from the effects of sulfide mining. Miigwech.
Another dog team departed from Ely on Wednesday night, and the mushers will meet up in Finland and head to the capital together. Events are planned along the way, including two rallies in Duluth on March 4th and 5th. For WTIP, this is Barbara Jean Johnson.